This is assuming that you have faith. Assuming even that you're honest and therefore your faith has grown. And you're able then to begin to live as though you're with Jesus now. By faith now. Therefore, all that you do to His glory, not just the vanity of youth. Wonder what it would be if you were suddenly stuck in the middle of Russia. I mean, actually stuck there. Those who conquer call mother, huh? Send your cat, send your fare to go home. That's what they do. Mother, send me fare. I quit. You can't do it then. What would you do? Those who conquer, as in Revelation 12:11, are those who dwell in heaven. The verse right before it is conquering and overcoming, did you know that? Somebody shout it, 12:11. That's a long time. Oh, you had 12:11 instant.
Revelation 12:11 says, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives, even unto death. Revelation 12:11.
Couldn't have seen a better example last night. Loved not his life unto death. He conquered by two. He said it. You heard him speaking God's word, and you heard him saying, it's my experience. By their testimony, and by speaking the word, that's making Jesus known, you know. It's your word and your action. You couldn't have seen him. That is the ultimate. You remember Paul said, you've not yet resisted unto blood.
Those who conquered him by the blood of the Lamb.
Be faithful, I'll give you a crown of life. You heard him quote from earlier. Revelation again. Those who dwell in heaven are those who conquer.
Him who conquers, I will grant
a crown of life. Remember. Now, okay, first time you couldn't conquer. Fine, all right. Round and round. Back to wailing about the old means you're looking at the old again. How would you waste time wailing about the old? I count everything, you know, past, forget it. What he said. How can you wail about the old?
If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation.
Those who dwell in heaven are a terror to those who dwell on earth. The inhabitants of the earth have not fallen into the earth and died. Those who have are a terror. Why? Same reason as Song of Solomon. He's a terror. Why? They're convicted. The sight of them convicts them. And on the other hand, they become a prey. So they have to latch on to them and do all kinds of numbers on them. Because they themselves aren't fellowshipping, joining with Paul in imitating, choosing heaven. They know they should. They know they're not. They won't really face it. So they have to leap. And that describes a lot of our fellowship. Those who dwell in heaven are a terror to those who choose the earth. Fortunately, there aren't very many heaven dwellers. So life is rather peaceful. Of the earth has not fallen. Really, that means it's not been overcome. They take heaven by violence. these earth dwellers, instead of Jacob's ladder.
All right, and they get in there too, without a wedding garment.
That doesn't work. Exiles and strangers. Remember that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Remember that verse?
Yeah.
The Hebrews again. We're exiles and strangers here, wanderers on the earth and caves. That's a heaven dweller. A heaven dweller is a tent dweller. Got it?
Yeah.
Why would you be investing here if heaven is your hope?
What's your hope? Oh, yeah, I'm hoping up and down. I'm just sort of neutral.
Nobody would say that. That's why they won't talk to me. They're afraid that it'll come out that that's what they're doing. They don't want to hear it. Exiles and strangers here. That's a heaven dweller. A heaven dweller abides in him so that when he appears, you have confidence. That's a heaven dweller again. Heaven dwellers do have confidence. Not in themselves, but in me. That's why there's such a terror. Because they don't play the games of the earth dwellers. And the earth dwellers try to drag them into their game.
But they speak two different languages.
It's what you choose and desire. Remember, heaven is only for sinners. So it has nothing to do with the old. Everyone in heaven was a sinner. That's not the issue. It's what you're choosing now. I love those who love me. You come to know his will, that's when the real one comes in.
Now, are you going to get smart and get saved?
Or are you going to do the usual? What they all said to Moses.
He said, I know you won't. Paul said, I know you won't.
Well, any that do, it's an awful lot more urgent and zealous than that.
It's not enough to escape. 25,000 miles an hour is what you need.
Now the senators know about that, don't you, senators? Where are you? That's deceitful of them. To leave Earth, go into orbit, get out of Earth, you need 25,000 miles an hour straight out. Then you'll get away. Anything less, you'll fall back to the Earth. If you think that this kind of performance...
Okay, you've got a certain amount of energy and coiled spring ready to go.
So if your spring let go, that's 25,000 miles an hour, is it? Maybe it is. You tell me.
That's what you need to escape.
They gladly let their property be plundered, for they look not to this life, but that life which was to come. Remember that?
Yeah.
As far as that goes, you don't get the privilege of having your property plundered.
As far as that goes. What you do is,
taking too long to get those buses and vans. What you do is you just let everything be floppy. Try to lose it or something. So you got something to wail about. You don't get that privilege. Nevertheless, that attitude, that's a heaven dweller.
What do you care?
Well, you don't care about the physical, but it's not for that attitude, usually. You understand?
Yeah.
For just sloppiness.
This is a different matter. But the attitude shown in it is a heaven dweller.
Because they look not to this life, but that which is to come. That's already in the sixth chapter of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
It ought to be.
I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, is that a heaven dweller or an earth dweller?
Heaven dweller.
Maybe you have a Lamb Bible study on this. So there should be Lamb Bible studies, of course, besides the Lamb Chorus.
The Lamb Chorus has to touch on everything.
Make sure that the phrase is in the Lamb Chorus later. Heaven dweller or earth dweller? Because that's at the end of the road of Revelation, that's what you're going to deal with.
Well, which one are you? And unfortunately, the tricks that you do with each other won't work.
Now, heaven dwellers are known from the foundations of the world. And another thing, heaven dwellers are God's dwelling, and Revelation says so.
Those who dwell in heaven, God's dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven,
they're equal. Period. Flat. Here we have the lasting city, of course.
It's the conscious working attitude. Hey, look, most of you
would officially say, yeah, right, that's my attitude. Here we have no lasting city. But is that what you were doing before I asked you? No. It's just the official button at your foot.
And you're filling the line for it, the right answer.
You know the difference?
Yes.
Heaven dwellers do that all the time. Present your body to living sacrifice.
Or is it the heaven dweller?
Of course, eagerly waiting for his coming. Is the heaven dweller.
Standing there on the bus stop, aren't you?
If you want to take a journey, that's where you're found, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the bus comes. Your paneled house doesn't help anymore, does it?
No.
Sitting in heavenly places, of course, is a really central
heaven-dwelling verse. Rejoice, then, you who have chosen Jesus for real. You who have endured.
Woe to the places earth and sea.
A good dwell in heaven verse. Good one. Let him who is married live as though he is not married.
What does that mean?
That's what throws you for a loop. Into marriage and yet not hoping in it. In it and not hoping in it.
It's too much, you say.
Your fear, in other words, marriage is like a huge magnet, and you're just a little thumbtack. And you're afraid to get near it, you'll get grabbed, and that's the end of you. So you run.
That won't work.
That's worse yet. Because when you run away from the magnet, you fall off a cliff. He who escapes the pit, a bear will meet him.
No running is only escaping.
It's the attitude, again, that him who's married live as though he's not. It doesn't mean leave your wife.
And it's such a big issue anyway.
That one throws you. But that's what a heaven dweller does.
Nothing on earth has desire besides me.
Big heaven dweller verse. In Revelation 18:20, you'll read, rejoice over her, O heaven. That's over the fall of Babylon.
Rejoice over her. Over her destruction.
But the earth, rejoice then, O heaven, but the earth goes round and round. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh.
Once again, doesn't mean you don't eat your supper.
The heart of the flesh is rising up. That's putting itself first. The heart of sin was, I will make myself like the Most High. A lamb like me will make myself like a child. Well, that's ridiculous. Okay. Now, we're doing all right here. Those who dwell in heaven. John 3:16. What about it? How does it get in? Even the continuing is.
Whoever really believes that God gave his son as a sacrifice. Answer.
Expecting to continue. That is expected. That is only natural. And you mark yourself as not.